has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we will count the over. We start with step one, which is wishing you food. Shame food, could shabrihu, ishkinte, beatkilu, urkimu, utkilu, utkilu, urkimu. Leah, Leahta, shem yudhe, babavhe, beyehuda, shalim, beshem, kol Yisrael. Inea nachnu, bayim, lakayim, mitzvat, sefirat, ha omer. La sot nachat ruach leotreinu v'la sot ratzon boreinu. Vayihino amadonai Elohino aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenehu. We will now read the verses from the Psalms that we do before the bracha. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahe Dawanu Heyo. Igmor Be Adi Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahe Dawanu Heyo. Azdecha Leolam Maase Yadicha El Teref. Echra le Elohim El Yon Rael Ber Alai Viavur Alai Vierech Mitoseset Vidamaich Vayomer Lecha Badmaich Haye Vayamar Lecha Vidamaich Haye. Barki nafshi et Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo wahe dawanu he yo, Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo wahe dawanu he yo, Elohe. Gedalta meod ha'od v'hadar levashta. O te'or k'shalmanote shemayim kariya. Please mute your phones during the counting of the Omer, and you'll be able to unmute it when we get to the deep Zohar. Thank you. Third step is the blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohei Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Yud Hey Wav Hey Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. Ayom Shemona Eser Yom LaOmer Shehem Shene Shavuot V'Arba'a Yamim. Today is the 18th day of the Omer, which is week 2 and 4 days. The Inner Light. Arachaman hu yachatir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimheira b'yameinu. And we all say amen. Psalm 67. Lam natseach bim ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu yivarkenu. Ya'er panav itanu sela. Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha. Bekol goyim yeshuatecha. Amim Yoducha Amim Elohim Yoducha Amim. The 18th word in the Psalm 67 is the word Amim, which translates as a sea of nations. Or it can be the sea people, or the people of the sea. But in Torah, whenever you hear the word sea, you're talking about Torah itself. So that it can be a nation or the people of the Torah. In what ways can you increase your traits that promote your Torah study? Can you make a commitment to study Torah specifically at a certain time of the day? This is recommended by all of the sages, that you pick a time of day that you study Torah and do not allow interruptions. It's something you might consider. How can you motivate others to study and increase their Torah study? One of the ways is to promote them picking a specific time of day to study the Torah. Kulam. Yismachu v'raninu. The 19th letter is the letter Yud in the word Ki. The letter Yud is the smallest letter in the alphabet. The letter Yud is the first letter in the name of Hashem. The letter Yud is a letter of action. So when you're conjugating a word, a verb, the letter Yud is the letter that causes the action to happen. It's the additional energy from Hashem. The letter Yud connects us to wisdom. What do you have to change about your actions that to connect to your intuition, which is your level of wisdom? What can you do to strengthen your intuition and your ability to listen to your inner voice, which is your connection to Hashem? Ki tishpot amin mishor ulumin ba'aretz tanhem sela. Yoducha amim Elohim, yoducha amim kulam, yivarcheinu. Eretz Natna Yevula Yevarkenu Elohim Eloheinu. Yevarkenu Elohim Beiru Oto Kol Ofsei Aretz. Anna Bekoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Zerura, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yotah Sadi, Abel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu. Freshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin The letter Kaf is the 18th letter in the Anath or the 18th word in the Anabakoa. Kivavat is the word, but the letter is the kaf. The letter kaf is your palm of your hand. It's your manifesting tool. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem. Betet Reish. Tadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatecha. Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Bei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodeya Ta'alumo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yutav. In the 8th verse we say in a whisper, the 18th journey is leaving Livna and camping in Risa. The word Risa means to be broken. In Arabic, the word denotes a well that is stopped up with stones. In our personal life journey, we will inevitably experience what may seem to us to be failures, a failed relationship, an effort or venture that are failed, that we perceive as failures, a bankruptcy or another type of fiasco. Risa is also an eyelid relating to vision. To open your eyes and see a deeper opportunity which can only be visible through the cracks of a broken relationship or a failed effort. The true issue in this journey, the reason it's the 18th journey, is because it's connecting to life. The word for life in Hebrew is chai, with a gematria of 18. By connecting to life, by picking yourself up and starting over, giving yourself the second chance. Part of the month of Iyar is second chances. And this is all connected to this 18th word, the 18th day of the counting. Step 9 is the paragraph that leads us to the actual Sephirah itself. Ribono shel olam, ata sevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirata omer, kedei letacharenu miklipotenu tumatenu. Kimo shekatavta b'torata uspartem lachem imacharat ha-shabbat. Miyom haviyachem et omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot mimot. Tihiyena imacharat ha-shabbat. Ha-shivit sefiru chamishim yom. Kidei sheitacharu nafshot amcha Yisrael mizohamatam uvechein yehiratzon milfanecha Adonai yohewahe adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo Eloheinu Elohe avotenu Shebizchut sefirata omer, shesafarti hayom, yetukan ma shebagamti besefira. Netzach shebetiferet. Netzach means eternal victory. Tiferet translates as balance, as eternity, as compassion, beauty, balance, and truth. What is the eternal victory to achieve balance? What does it look like? How does it affect your life? What character traits do you have to remove so that you can be in balance eternally? What character traits do you have to change and grow and strengthen in order to remain in balance eternally? V'et aher v'et kadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala, amen selah. The tzaddikim who left this day, the third day of Iyar, which is the 18th day of the counting. One of the most famous personages from the Talmud is Choni HaMa'aygel, Choni the circle maker. We all know the story about how Choni was asked by a certain town to bring rain because they were in a drought. So he drew a circle on the earth. He stepped into the circle and said, Hashem, I'm not leaving until you cause rain to come. I will remain in this circle until the rain comes. So in a little bit, they saw clouds forming in a distance, and then the wind picked up and the clouds came closer. And eventually it started to thunder and storm like there was no tomorrow. And Choni said, no, Hashem, not like that. Gentle rain. And the thunder and the storm stopped, lessened until it was just a gentle rain watering the earth. This is Choni HaMa'aygel. Rabbi Aryeh Leib Tzintz of Plotsk, the Maharal Tzintz. Rabbi Yeshaya Steiner of Kerister. Rabbi Abba Behrman, Rabbi Yosef Brewer, and a very famous tzaddiket, Irina Sendler. All of these people chose to leave on this day, the 18th day of the counting of the Omer, the third day of Iyar, the month of healing. The third day represents that day of balance, of unity. The prophet that Rabbi Drizin has chosen to be connected to Netzach Shebetiferet is the prophet Michayahu. And this name relates to Parnassah. This name relates to humbleness. By strengthening your ability to remain humble as you grow your business and you remember that it is Hashem who's growing your business and not your ego. The first verse in the Tanakh that mentions the name of this prophet, I'm just going to read the English translation. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man by whom we may inquire of Hashem, Micaiah, the son of Imlah. But I hate him, for he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. There's many spiritual lessons to be learned from this verse, and all of them relate to the Sefirah of Netzach, to the Tiferet. And the woman that's connected to Netzach Shebetiferet is the widow of the prophet. The story of Elisha in the book of Kings, he tells of a certain widow who came to Elisha and said, "You know my husband." Her husband was Obadiah, the prophet that was a convert from the nation of Edom. "You know my husband. He was quite wealthy, but he paid for feeding all these other prophets, and I have nothing left, and he's been killed. And I have two sons that my creditors are coming to pay for. They're coming for my sons to pay his debts. What can I do?" And Elisha told her to go into her house and close the door, borrow all of the containers that she could, all of the containers. And when she had all of this in her house and had the doors closed, oil started to fill one container after the other. Container after container was filled with oil. Not the black stuff that we use in our modern generation, but olive oil. Connecting to wisdom. Container after container was filled with oil. Until there was no container left in her house that was not filled to the brim with olive oil. And then she went back to the prophet and he said, "Sell the oil to pay for your creditors, and for the rest, live out your days and educate your sons in Torah. And live comfortably." Is it a story? Is it real? What is the meaning of it all? The most important thing is to realize that the doors had to be closed. It could not happen without the concealment in her house. That's the end of our counting. Does anybody have any questions? We will now count the Omer. We are counting from Parashat Vayera, section 29. Pasuk 399.
Davar acher vatomer Sara sechok asali Elohim ketiv simchu et Yerushalayim wagilu vakol haveha sisu Tamasos kom hamit habelim alecha amar Rabbi Yehuda lo haita simcha lifnei hakadosh baruch hu miyom shenivra haolam keota simcha she'atid lismoach im hatzadikim le'atid lavo v'kol echad v'echad mare b'etz gavi omer hine Eloheinu ze kivinu lo Zeh Hashem kevinu,
Hashem ki geut asa mudat zot bekol haaretz. The translation, a different explanation of the verse. And Sarah said, Elohim has made for me to laugh, is that it is written, rejoice you with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, all you who love her. Rejoice for her joy with her, all you who mourn for her. Rabbi Yehuda said that since the world was created, there is no greater joy for the Holy One, blessed be he, as the joy in rejoicing with the righteous in the future. Each and every one shall point his finger and say, this is our Elohim, we have waited for him. Well, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation and sing to Hashem, for he has done wonders. This is known in all the earth. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts. Nobody has any comments? Nobody has any questions? You may need to unmute yourself because I'm not hearing anybody. Am I disconnected or is somebody there?
I'm here and I'm ashamed to say I dozed. So I'm on again.
Well, there's no reason to be ashamed because when you doze, it just indicates you've been studying on a higher level. Sometimes you'll remember that what your study was and sometimes you won't. So there's never a reason to be ashamed.
Well, I'm not ashamed. Worked hard today, so lucky to be here. Did you actually read 398?
Yes, we read 398 yesterday.
Yes. We kind of would like to keep going on that some more. Maybe you would want to do that tonight? The questions and answers?
We can do that in questions and answers.
Okay.
Because it's all about Mashiach and everybody's understanding of Mashiach. But this particular verse is talking about Mashiach also. Remember, Sarah represents the body.
Mm-hmm.
So who's going to laugh? Is Jerusalem going to laugh?
No, we are.
No, the body is going to laugh. It's going to be laughing because of the resurrection.
Right. That's what I meant by we are.
And that's exactly what Jerusalem represents. Remember that Jerusalem can be broken into two words, Yirah and Shalem, the completion of awe. That's the laughter. The body is going to be completed. The body is going to be taught to be righteous. And that's where the laughter is going to come from. That's where the joy comes from. Just as we know, we become joyful when we share with a proper consciousness. That's what the verse is talking about. We're going to rejoice with the righteous in the future because we will be righteous. Because our soul will have completed its training of the body. does salvation mean? What does the salvation of Elohim mean? Elohim, if you look at the letters, it spells El, Aleph, Lamed, and then it's Hey, Yud, Mem. Hey, Yud, Mem is the physical world fully enclosed, fully involved with Torah. We call that judgment. Why do human beings run away from judgment? Because the soul knows we haven't been righteous. But when we do righteous, why do we have to wait for that wonderful effect of that righteous action? Because that's the system that was set up. You can't have it both ways. You can't have immediate judgment for righteous actions and delayed judgments for negative actions. It has to be equal. So if it's going to take you a week, then you have a week to do teshuvah, as long as you had to wait the week to receive the effect of your righteous action. But if it's a year, then you wait a year for both. It's always the same. But time is speeding up. The effects are coming faster. Any other thoughts or questions, or should I just move on to the next verse?
Well, I'm sure it's going to link us to Isaac, because Sarah laughed. I bet that's what we'll do.
Pasuk 400. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Hasinan Man Defaresh Hai Mila Ke David Malka Si Amar Tastir Panecha Yibahelu Wigomer Mikan She Ein Hakut Shabarichu David, who said that you hide your face, they are troubled. According to this, the Holy One, blessed be He, never harms anyone. But if He does not supervise a person, he simply dies on his own. As it is written, you hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, their spirit. They die and return to their dust. Then you send forth your spirit. They are created, and finally, the glory of Hashem shall endure forever. Hashem shall rejoice in his works. Then shall there be laughter in the world, as it is written. Then will our mouth be filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. So this is as we read. And Sarah said, Elohim has made for me to laugh, to rejoice in this salvation. This verse is also clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comment. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think pretty much what you just said. Sarah being a baby for the body, and yes, we die, go back to the dust, but Hashem's going to rejoice in his works and resurrection, and we will be as Sarah was, made to laugh because she had a child at that late age, and we'll have our bodies back again.
We'll have our bodies back that have been completed. They'll be 25 years old. Some want to be 30, but somewhere in that youthful age where there's no pain of old age. But what do we always say? If I only knew what I know today, and I had the same body when I was 25, what an amazing world it would be. Of course, I'm paraphrasing the adage that we all say from time to time. But that's what the next 1,000 years are going to be, starting tonight, when Mashiach comes tonight. But maybe he won't come tonight, he'll come tomorrow. Can we wait another day? Do we feel the pain that we have to wait another day? Most of us don't. He comes when he comes. He comes with whatever chaos he comes with, instead of our desire to bring him, to cause him to come early without chaos, with peace and serenity.
I don't know if it was just the season of Passover or whatever, but Eliyahu seems to be more in our consciousness. Mashiach seems to be more in our consciousness. Moses, King David, Ben Joseph. To me, they're all at a higher level within ourselves. I don't know how to put it in any more, in any kind of other wording.
Yeah, you're putting it in perfect wording.
Yeah.
Our consciousness is more often connected to Hashem.
Right.
Our consciousness is more often connected to Eliyahu.
Well, I know I left my plate to Eliyahu the whole week of Passover. I didn't take the plate up.
Did you bring it up every day, too, even though it wasn't
part of the Seder day.
The real question, Hannah, is did you pour out the wine or did you leave it the whole week?
I covered it with a.
And when you took the cover off, was the wine gone?
Well, you know, I didn't look because Sony was the one that cleared it.
Now we know what laughter and joy is all about.
Yeah. But I think it's not just speeding up. It's a deeper revelation of the things that we've gone through every holiday for years. But it just seemed like it's, maybe it's because we were home, you know, these last 2 years being quarantined, and so we weren't so involved with just telling the story. We were truly living it.
Correct. It was a different Passover, and it's been a different holiday. It was a different aspect. But it caused us to consider and to think about Hashem more differently than we have before. Will we stay connected to Hashem? Bezrat Hashem. Let's do verse 401.
Okay.
Rabbi Chiya yo amar tachatei ad shehagu omeid ba'olam hazehu haser min atashlum leachar shehu tzadik v'cholef v'darkei yosheu meit v'yoshvo mikrasa rabetashlumo idiya litchiyat ameitim usara kedei shelo yomru she'acher hu she'hekeya kud shabarichu li'achar she'hu chay v'sameach im hashkina u'ma'avir ha'kud shabarichu hayagon min ha'olam dikti bila ha'mavet la'netzah u'machahai shem Elohim zimamei al kol panim v'gomer azai nikra Yitzhak bishvil atzok lehas by Simcha, Sheyehe Latadikim, Leatid Libo. The translation, Rabbi Chiya said, come and see, when the body exists in this world, it has not yet reached perfection. After it becomes righteous, it walks the paths of honesty and dies in its righteousness. Then it is called Sarah, as it has been perfected. When it reaches the resurrection of the dead, it is still called Sarah, so that nobody will say that the Holy One, blessed be He, has revived a different body. And after it becomes alive and rejoices with the Shekhinah, and the Holy One, blessed be He, has wiped this all distress from the world, as it is written. He will swallow up death forever, and Hashem Elohim will wipe away tears from off all faces. Then it shall be called Isaac, literally meaning to laugh, because of the laughter and happiness of the righteous in the future. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comment. Please realize that this pasuk is naming the body and the soul being united after Mashiach as Isaac. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I knew that there had to be Sarah with the laughter. There had to be an Isaac to come forth, and there he is.
Well, as Rabbi Shimon says in the Zohar, he could write better stories than what Hashem did with the Torah. So Hana can write better stories too. So since we're going to be, you're going to be asking me these questions later, I'm going to ask you all questions now. So is it Isaac or is it Isaac and Sarah that is the body after Mashiach?
You're asking the question, is Sarah the body after Mashiach? Is that what you're asking?
No, that's what the verse is saying. That the body is called Sarah after it matures, after it becomes righteous. After the soul has taught the body how to be righteous. Then everybody is righteous. And so there's no more pain and suffering in the world. Will there still be poor in the world? Will there still be lack in the world? Will I compare myself to another righteous person, another tzaddik? I'm asking you to think what the words are describing. And how that means that you need to change, or you will change.
Well, I guess that's where we'll teach the man how to fish, so he'll learn his own thing. He won't be poor anymore.
Because they know how to fish.
The levels of tzedakah will teach the highest level. And this poor will then teach another poor, and that poor won't be poor anymore, and it'll keep going on and on.
And what about jealousy? Will the body feel jealousy anymore? Will the soul feel jealousy? Will the ego be present? Will the ego be saying, well, he's got a better job than me, or he's more influencing, more influential than I am?
I think if you're so close to Hashem, those aren't going to be your thoughts.
Of course they're not going to be your thoughts. That doesn't mean that they won't manifest in different ways at a higher level.
It'll just be easier to conquer them.
Yes, that's true. Because we won't be resisting the evil inclination.
Mm-hmm.
Either we won't be listening to the evil inclination. So we're out of time. So please prepare your questions about verse 398.
Well, I'm going to go try to take a nap so I can be awake.
That'll work too. Shalom, okay. Gadol.
Thank you. Shalom, Gadol.
Everyone be well.